Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you want to join the discussion, that's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria,
Angie,
and Bonnie.
And I've never understood the appeal of becoming a nun or a monk or anything like that. To me, it seems silly, and it seems like it was obviously going to create problems with homosexuality, right?
What are the rules of becoming a nun? Like, what if you become a nun, what can you do and not do?
I know you have to be sexually abstinent.
Okay.
Which is obviously going to create issues. You put a bunch of
if you're human.
Yeah, you put a bunch of sexually repressed women into a single place, or a bunch of sexually repressed men into a single place, you're going to get a really predictable result.
Oh, yeah.
In my opinion. So for the Catholic Church to require people to be celibate and to put them in these circumstances while also condemning the inevitable result of doing that seems strange to me. So I've never understood just the concept of wanting to become a nun or a monk in the first place.
Did you know I'm a nun?
I didn't.
Well, I'm not a Catholic nun. I'm a peace nun of the Shire Free Church, and I'm redefining what a nun is to me right now. I'm in the process of writing it, and you don't have to be celibate in my book, but I totally agree. I read about what real nuns, like, do, so I could kind of get inspiration, and I was like, I mean, not real nuns, but
an actual, like, what people
Catholic
would think
nuns.
A nun would be.
Yes.
Can you tell me what they're supposed to do or what they do?
So one thing that they do is definitely stay abstinent, which I was never going to do. And another thing that they do is their role in the church is to pray. So that's what I liked about it. That's what drew me to it. So I'm currently writing what a peace nun would mean for the Shire Free Church. So when that comes out, I'll let you guys know.
Yeah, I would be interested in reading that.
Yeah. But yeah, regular nuns, I mean, well, okay, Catholic nuns, I could not do what they have to do. First of all, just like, I don't know. I'm not going to judge other people if they don't want to be my religion. That's what I kind of got gathered from reading.
If they're abstinent with another partner, are they allowed to do anything for themselves sexually? Or is that
they
like,
can't?
They're not supposed to do anything, like enjoy that at all.
They can't enjoy that at all. They can't have partners or be married. They stay like celibate completely.
What, even awful. Solo?
That's what I'm asking. Like, can
oh.
they...
Solo. Okay, I don't know. I never...
Okay, like, I didn't know if that was like, this is completely off limits. You cannot pleasure, or you cannot buy any pleasure at all. Or if it was like, oh, well, maybe if you're by yourself.
I didn't think about or see anything about that. See, I didn't read that much into that because I was like, yep, not going to do
see,
that.
I'm looking for the loopholes.
Knowing nothing about it, I would guess that they're not allowed to, but it's probably an open secret that they all do.
Yeah.
Again... Knowing nothing about it, I just can't imagine how they could exist in those circumstances and not seek out some sort of release.
Yeah.
But maybe they do.
I don't know. Maybe they pray about it.
Well, we've seen Catholic priests attempting to do it, and they end up raping altar boys. So maybe the whole idea of celibacy is just unnatural and should be abandoned.
Yeah.
That would be my take.
You know, I agree.
Allow priests to have sex, and they probably... You would think, wouldn't choose the 12-year-old altar boy.
I don't know. They might. Maybe that's what drew them to priesthood.
It could be.
You're like, hey.
Maybe that's the great untold secret.
I'm sure there's a secret there.
Maybe that's why they were all put into these monasteries in the first place, because they had these inclinations, and there they could secretly engage with them.
And they would not get in trouble, because it's okay. Just
well,
don't open your mouth and don't talk about it.
I had a friend who used to say that the clergymen and stuff like that, I can't remember what else they were called, were usually, like, gay men that were, like, I don't know, living in there to be able to be a part of the community and still be allowed to be gay with each other. But I don't know if there's any proof to that.
Interestingly, I did a satanic Bible study on this very topic back when I was running for sheriff. And the Bible doesn't actually forbid anyone from being gay. It only forbids them from doing gay things.
Wow.
So you can be as gay as you want. You just can't actually do anything that's gay.
Do they have a definition of what would be gay? Or like it's just like you can't do anything with somebody else of the same sex? Is that considered gay?
That is considered gay.
Okay.
You can be. It's totally fine to be attracted to and, you know,
you
someone
can't
of the same sex.
It.
You just can't act.
So you have to be celibate or only have sex with people you're not actually
attracted to.
Yeah,
and that's based on what I'm told is a mistranslation when the actual original text of the Bible condemned, you know, pedophilia and men having sex with young boys. I don't know. I don't read Hebrew, so I don't know what the original text says. I'm just going off what the Bible that, you know, tens of millions, hundreds of billions of people here on planet Earth refer to every single day as the source of all knowledge and divine inspiration on the planet. I don't know what the original text says. I just know what Christians today point at and says the Bible says, and even then, they're wrong.
Well. Well, I have a message that, I mean, not to us three in the room, but Ian wants me to tell his thoughts on the theft, if you guys don't mind.
Sure, go ahead.
What theft?
You know how we're talking about theft from Walmart?
Okay.
He really wants me to say this on the air. Business insurance.
Well, just to be safe, I'm just going to pop my headphones off for the moment.
Sure.
I mean, we're not allowed contact yet, so I'm going to back off.
Okay. Business insurance doesn't cover theft. This is just an excuse for stealing, and it's a lie. I'd call in, but I can't. Insurance doesn't cover customer theft or employee theft, so thieves aren't stealing from the company. They're stealing from the customers. Thieves want to justify what they do, but despite that Walmart is a big corporation, the fact that shoplifting is paid for by all the honest customers through the business raising prices to make up for theft. Okay, so...
So that makes a lot of sense. So their insurance doesn't cover theft. But I'm sure that they have some kind of loss. Like, they have, like, a certain amount of money that they chalk up to loss.
Apparently,
I think it's 5%.
Okay.
I think they expect 5% loss each year. And, you know, it was a bit much for me to, like, remove my headphones and all of that because I've actually spoken with my attorney about this already. I was like, hey, you know, can I even listen to the show on nights when Ian is on? It's like, yeah, that's no problem. No, he's not communicating with you. He's just talking.
Right.
And that's obvious. It's not against your terms to overhear someone talking, right?
Yeah.
But still, with the impending release of Free Talk Live, such that Ian and I can have contact with one another already in the works, I don't want to do anything that might, you know,
I agree.
Piss off the judge.
Exactly.
I agree too. So, yeah, I guess. There is a good argument that it is actually immoral to steal from Walmart.
I would say whether you're stealing from Walmart or not, or whether their insurance will cover it or not, are all irrelevant. You're taking property that doesn't belong to you.
Yeah, you're stealing.
And that, to me, it just automatically makes it immoral.
That's one of the things I try to instill in my kids, that you're honest when you sell something. If there's something wrong, you tell people because you don't want to be the one who is the receiving one, and that you don't steal, no matter what. If it's not yours, you don't take it. You can ask somebody, hey, can I have that? But you want to be honest.
Yep.
I would say that the one exception to that is probably stealing from the government.
Yeah.
But that I wouldn't recommend. I wouldn't say it's immoral to steal from the government because everything the government has was stolen from someone else. But I still wouldn't recommend it as a good idea.
See, that was part of why I was starting to think maybe it's not immoral to steal from Walmart, because Walmart and lots of other big giant corporations are subsidized by the government, but it is true that it does make the prices raise so that customers are actually the ones paying it, so you're stealing from kind of your whole community.
That's a good way of looking at
it. I'm glad that he said that.
Yeah.
Because I would not have seen it from that point of view.
Me either.
Let's go to the article from TheGuardian.com. It says, retired nun admits to embezzling more than $800,000 to fund gambling habit.
That is a hell of a gambling habit, man.
You know what? People are attached to it.
Yeah, but how does a nun, though, work up that level of gambling habit?
Probably because she's repressed sexually.
Said that Sister Mary Margaret Crooper used tuition fees and donations to a California Catholic school to subsidize her casino expenses. A retired nun has admitted to embezzling $835,000 over 10 years from a Catholic school in California to fund her gambling habit. Sister Mary, 79, a former principal at St. James Catholic School in Torrance, California, used tuition fees and donations to subsidize and pay expenses in credit cards.
Is there more of this?
There's more, yeah.
Awesome. I want to hear more about this. Nuns can be wild, man, when they do stuff like this. 603-283-6160. If you want to join the discussion, that's 603-283-6160. More coming up about this thieving nun. This is Free Talk Live.
Yay.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, talk radio next. you control. Not many calls yesterday or today, but it's the middle of the week. It's summer vacation. I imagine people have other things to do than sit around listening to talk radio. Of course, that doesn't stop the trolls out there who have nothing better to do than to sit around listening to talk radio that they vehemently despise with all of their beings, but yet they just can't tune away. With you tonight on She Talk Live, it's Aria,
Angie,
and Bonnie.
And I want to tell you about the Crypto 6, because the Crypto 6 is ultimately the reason that I will be the only one of the six at the Porcupine Freedom Festival or at ForkFest, which sucks. That's a major downer for everyone, myself included.
You're the only one that can go?
I believe so. I'm not the only one that can go. Presumably, Colleen would be able to get permission since she's not under house arrest, or maybe Andy or Renee could since they're not under house arrest, but they're not likely to even want to go.
I know last year Colleen came for like a day.
Oh, they're not going because they have to work.
Okay.
So it sucks.
Yeah.
And this is all because the federal government came after Free Talk Live and many of its hosts and many of its friends in an effort to crush Bitcoin, effectively. You can find out more about it at thecrypto6.com, but it's the reason that we're broadcasting here tonight instead of at the studio from which Free Talk Live has been broadcast for the last 10 to 15 years. So a lot of sudden, insane, rapid changes had to happen very, very quickly. And we're hoping, as far as I can tell, by the end of the week, I will likely be able to have contact with Ian again, which would be fantastic considering this is his show and I've been hired to do it and I can't have any contact with the person who hired me.
But you must maintain employment.
But I must maintain employment somehow without having any contact with my employer.
That's kind of like working for yourself.
It is, and a lot of this, it has become effectively working for myself, but at the end could step me through any audio issues have within just a few hours of being on the phone with them. Not the little hissing noise there, but that's different. Anything that I needed to do, Ian already knows how to do because he's already been in these shoes, and hopefully soon I will be able to have contact with him.
I just remember when I was on the show not too long ago that he was sitting in the background and he was like, that call's on hold. That call's on hold. Oh, now they're live. And I said, wow, you've been doing this well. He said, I'm just looking at the buttons. Yeah. They were just flashing. I thought that was the funniest thing.
But check out thecrypto6.com if you want to learn more about it. I will also be doing a presentation at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Right now it's scheduled for 10 o'clock Saturday morning. I'm hoping it's getting pushed back to 11 o'clock Saturday morning.
Okay.
Because anyone who knows anything about me, I mean, that's changed in the last month or so. I wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning.
I've noticed you're online early.
Yeah. Every single day now lately, I'm up at 8 o'clock in the morning working, doing something, because there's a lot that needs to be done. So I could make, but this is also a festival, following a Friday night.
That's what I was going to say. It's a Friday night at a festival.
So
I've already lined up babysitters.
Right. But, I mean, otherwise, it's prime time to give a presentation.
It
the
is,
main
yeah.
Pavilion, 11 o'clock Saturday morning. That's
the
most
topic?
Attended day. The Crypto 6 is the topic. But not the case. Just the long-term ramifications of the case and what it seems like the federal government is trying to do about Bitcoin, which is, you know, set up these cryptocurrency exchanges like Coinbase and stuff like that to be the modern-day banks, the gatekeepers of crypto, controlling who can withdraw crypto. Just like if you go to your bank and you want to withdraw your life savings, they're going to ask you all sorts of questions before they release your money. And they may decide not to. I've never heard of anyone having this, but I've certainly had attempts to transfer money to my other accounts denied by banks. I've had banks close my accounts because of that and hold on to funds for any length of time. Cryptocurrency exchanges have set themselves up to do exactly that. And they've done this by working closely with the federal government to create the regulations that will oversee the cryptocurrency industry. It's this multi-pronged attack to set up Coinbase, Kraken, Binance, and all of these others, and Gemini as the next Wells Fargo's and Bank of America's. And I think it's important that the little person out there who believes in the message of cryptocurrency and what it's supposed to do, a decentralized way of handling money so that we don't have to go through these centralized institutions that control whether or not we can and can't withdraw cryptocurrency. It's important for us to be able to use cryptocurrency without being at their mercy. And I think that's why the crypto stick is so important, because that's ultimately what it's all about. Are we really, truly going to be beholden and at the mercy of Coinbase and Gemini, who are beholden and at the mercy of the federal government? Because if so, count me out. That's counter to everything cryptocurrency was supposed to be. Coinbase knows it. Gemini knows it. And none of them care, because they want to be the next Rockefellers and the next Rothschilds.
Yep.
And so far, they're succeeding. They're winning. But that may change with the Crypto Six. So check out thecrypto6.com. And again, check out the presentation, because I've been working on that little spiel for a while.
Oh, I'll be there.
Yeah.
That was great.
Thank you. And it's going to be
Is that presentation going to be broadcast? Like, are you going to Zoom it so people can
log
in? It
will not be broadcast live, because the internet there at Rogers Campground just isn't enough. But I imagine plenty of people will be recording it.
Nice.
So,
yeah.
And I will hopefully have someone designated out there in the audience to record it on my behalf so that I can edit it and, you know.
Yeah, if you set a camera up, we'll make sure it gets recorded. Okay. I'm sure you have something better than I do.
I don't know about that. I have the camera that I bought for Bad Movie Club, which is dead in the water now. It was a really cool idea. We were going to sit here and watch really bad movies on the giant projector screen behind me. Things like Ice Spiders and what is the worst one? I can't think of
Landshark?
No, Dude Bro Party Massacre 3 was
the
worst
gosh.
One. Yeah, it's terrible.
Why did it die? What happened?
Well, the studio computer that was out here in order to, you know, process the audio and process the video and make all of that happen, it sort of got confiscated by the FBI.
I can't imagine.
No, and it's frustrating, because all they really had to do was take a look. There was literally nothing on the computer except audio and video editing programs and audio and video clips and files. So, like, a 10-minute look at it would have said, oh, yeah, this is not what we're looking for.
That's what I said about my phone. I literally asked them. I was like, can you just look through my phone and then give it back to me? It's because I need it for, like, I don't know, my way around Keene and stuff. I'm going to be driving away. And they were just like, nope. I didn't get in any type of indictment or anything like that. And the FBI stole my phone.
Have they given you anything back yet?
Nope.
Have they given anybody stuff back?
Yeah, they gave my neighbor his stuff back. Don't understand why I'm any different than him.
Did you request your stuff?
Yep.
Interesting.
I got a letter, not a civil asset, but like a forfeiture notice in the mail, just saying, we took your stuff. My laptop that literally I just play Neopets on, and my...
The most bizarre thing that they took of mine was my Nintendo Wii U. They left my Nintendo Switch, but they took the Wii U. And the best guess that I could come up with was because the Wii U happened to be connected to the PC that they took via a capture card, because we were recording, Bad Movie Club was branching out. We were recording ourselves playing Super Mario 3D World. So that, this is connected to a computer. It must be, this Nintendo Wii must be mining Bitcoin or whatever. I don't know what they thought.
That'd be awesome.
They didn't even know what they took, because they put it down as a Wii and not a Wii U. That's how inept they were. It's mind-boggling. So check it out, thecrypto6.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Americans and Britons may soon be able to once again travel back and forth to each other's countries. President Biden and UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson will meet Thursday and are expected to announce a commitment to lift COVID travel restrictions that have been in place for more than a year. The powers will announce the formation of working groups with the EU, Canada, and Mexico to find ways to safely restart international travel. Biden and Johnson are also expected to agree on an updated Atlantic Treaty, the agreement between the U.S. and U.K. that lays out the values of the special relationship between the two countries. And the developer of the Keystone XL pipeline has officially called off the project. Calgary-based TC Energy canceled the project after the Biden administration had revoked the construction permit granted by President Trump. The company says it will work to develop a plan for a safe exit from the partially built line. Biden revoked the construction permit in January over climate change concerns. This is USA Radio News. President Biden began his first overseas trip in office on Wednesday, addressing U.S. troops and their families stationed at Royal Air Force Base Mildenhall in the U.K.
We're going to make it clear that the United States is back and democracies of the world are standing together to tackle the toughest challenges and the issues that matter most to our future. That we're committed to leading with strength, defending our values, and delivering for our people. America's better positioned to advance our national security and our economic prosperity when we bring together like-minded nations to stand with us.
Biden will attend the Group of Seven summit and meet with Queen Elizabeth while in the UK. He will then head to Brussels for a NATO summit and a meeting next week with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Geneva. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Live 603-283-6160. If you want to join the discussion, that's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, of course, is Aria,
Angie,
and Bonnie.
And before we got sidetracked into talking about ForkFest and the crypto space, I'm still excited about ForkFest coming up. And it's not my body and my brain, they know. It's time for ForkFest. Like, I wake up and the sun is shining in. It's warm. I can feel the sunlight. I'm like, yes. Why am I not at Rogers Campground?
Oh, it's coming up.
Because it's that time of year. Usually about the time I'm leaving Keene, it's about hitting 90 degrees here and it's about 70 degrees there. For whatever reason, it's already 90 degrees here during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And my body is just screaming at me, why aren't we at ForkFest?
I even thought about calling to book more days. I was really? Like, we can just go early. I was like, we can leave next week early.
Oh, I was going to say, are you going for the full pork and ForkFest?
I arrive on the 18th, and I leave on the 7th. And I was just what's a couple more days, right? Like, what's a couple more days?
I'm right there with you, right?
Yeah.
I want to. I can't because I have an obligation that doesn't end until
then.
June the 20th. But
so you're coming on the 21st?
I'm coming, yes. Cool. I've actually had someone create the meetup event for the Bitcoin, the cryptocurrency meetup, where at the convoy, historically leaving from 73 Leverett Street, is instead going to leave from my house / the Mighty Moose Mart next door.
Okay.
Because there's safety in numbers. We all have two-way
absolutely
radios.
Yeah.
We all use Waze, so there's, and we're all going, so there's not much reason not to just convoy up there.
I agree.
That way, if something happens, we're all covered.
Yep.
So that's hopefully 8:30-ish in the morning, provided I can wrangle the cats together, because they...
You take your cats?
I do.
Oh my gosh, Aria.
I left them the very first time that I went, and I still lived in Mississippi then. And I had my sister take care of them, and I think I... No, I didn't leave them any other time. I just took them with me. You've seen how attached they are to me. Can you imagine what Rainbow would do with me being gone for a two-week period?
I'll be lost.
Is Dinner the one that hides usually? Because I don't think I've ever seen him. I think I've only seen Rainbow.
Their personalities have swapped over the last 2 years. He used to be the really adventurous one. Like, he would have been the one out here introducing himself to everyone.
In the camera.
And Rainbow would have been hiding at the top of the stairs.
Because that's what I remembered, but you told me that this one was Rainbow, and she's been, like, over here sniffing me and rubbing on my legs and stuff.
But pretty much since Bad Movie Club started and there were people coming over here just regularly, Rainbow started becoming more and more friendly, and Dinner just sort of takes a lot longer before he is willing to come out. He did pop out. He popped his head out last night or Monday night just for like a moment. But yeah, Rainbow, she's like, this is, I'm on the show now.
I'm a famous kitty.
And she talks. That's what I love most about. She just sits here in my lap talking with us.
Can you feel her purring?
Yes.
Does she? Yeah.
Yeah, she purrs constantly.
That's great.
But yeah, I couldn't leave them here for 2 weeks. But anyway, yeah, Fork Fest is coming up, and I can't wait.
And join us. Come to Fork Fest. It'll be great.
Absolutely. We're going to be doing the show there, and there's all sorts of events you were talking about. Last year there were strippers. I imagine there will be strippers again
this year. I believe they're on the dock. Yeah, they're on the schedule for him.
Very cool stuff. Interesting stuff, not necessarily cool. A thieving nun funding her gambling addiction by, evidently she wasn't very good at gambling because she had to routinely steal tuition from the school that she was.
Over 10 years, the Catholic school in California, she stole $835,000.
What is the proportion? How many kids' tuition does that cover?
I don't know. It just said between tuition and donations. It says Kruper, who took vows of poverty at age 18 and spent 59 years in the religious order, said in her plea agreement that she had begun diverting money from the school's tuition and donation accounts to savings accounts that funded the living expenses of the nuns who worked at the school, and then used some of the money for herself. According to prosecutors, Kruper admitted that she falsified monthly and annual reports to the school administration to cover up her fraudulent conduct and lulled St. James School and the administration into believing that the school's finances were being poorly accounted for and its financial assets properly safeguarded, which, in turn, allowed Defendant Kruper to maintain her access and control of the school's finances and accounts and thus continue operating her fraudulent scheme. In a statement to the Washington Post, Kruper's lawyer said she is very remorseful and sorry for any harm she has caused. As soon as she was confronted, she accepted full responsibility for what she had done, and she has cooperated completely with the law enforcement and the Archdiocese. Yes, thank you.
What confuses me about this is that forgiveness is the mantra of Christianity, or at least it's supposed to be. If you catch someone doing something wrong, you're supposed to forgive them.
But not prosecute, right?
Yeah, but it sounds like the Catholic Church here did not forgive the nun and chose instead to punish her. When Christ himself said, don't forgive someone seven times, forgive them 77 times seven times.
Well,
that's
that
a bit
is true.
Much for me, but forgiving someone once, I'm okay with.
That is true that Jesus said that, but the Catholics do believe in confession, and it doesn't seem like she confessed. It sounds like she did it for 10 years and didn't feel remorse until she got caught. So,
well, it says that she was suffering from a mental illness that clouded her judgment.
Me too.
It clouded her gambling ability.
She wasn't very good. That mental illness got to her.
You would think that, you know, once she embezzled the first $80,000, if she was even halfway decent, she could at least coast that out for a long period of time.
Nope, she was really getting into it. Well, it said she also used the money to help for the nuns, like help pay for expenses for the nuns at the school.
Dang.
So she didn't use all of it for gambling.
Well, it's just like that should have been included as in the tuition anyway. It's like, hey, we're going to... We're going to pay for the coffee that the nuns require to not smack you kids around at 8 o'clock in the morning while you're being rambunctious and they're 70 years old.
Yes, exactly.
And what even is a retired nun? How do you retire from being a nun?
Well,
how does that, do you have
at 79. You're like 79 years old. Yes, I signed up at 18. Now I can go have some sex.
Oh, my God. Awful.
I didn't think about that initially, but what in the world is a... they just, okay, I'm done. I did my service to Jesus.
I'm 59 years. God is good.
I joined the nunnery at 18.
18.
Took the vows of poverty and...
yeah, whatever it was, at 18 years old. For 59 years, she did it.
Talk about throwing your life away.
Yep.
Says that the scheme was uncovered during an audit after Krupa retired in 2018. Prosecutors said that she had also instructed school employees to alter and destroy financial records. Krupa is due in court on July 1st and faces up to 40 years in federal prison. She's not going to live 40 years.
Yeah.
So why are they going to why is she facing 40 years?
How old did you say she is?
79.
Yeah, she's probably not going to live 10 years.
If she's lucky. She's retired now. All of her motivation is gone.
Yep. I was saying recently, like, they should just... it should be illegal to prosecute people in their 80s because it's just, that's just sad. Like, you want to make an 80-year-old sleep on one of those jail beds, you're an awful person, no matter what they did, unless they killed someone.
It's amazing to me that you can find a government employee. It's not amazing. I keep saying that. It's disheartening to me that it's not amazing to me that you can find government employees willing to prosecute 79-year-olds.
Yep.
It's like, okay, you did a bad thing, and you're sorry, but you're 79 years old. What could we possibly do to you at this point that would make any difference whatsoever? And do we really want to be the type of people who are incarcerating 79-year-old retired nuns?
No.
I don't
think we do.
I don't want to be that kind of person.
No.
So why would anyone allow their government to do that?
Well, because that's what they do. If somebody comes to you and says, hey, we want to prosecute them or we want to sue them or go after them, the government's going to say, okay, let's do it.
People on one hand think, well, the government works for us. Like, they work for us and that's why we need them, you know, to do things for us. And on the other hand, they act like, well, the government's the one prosecuting the nun, not me.
Yeah, but if the government works for you, then you're the one prosecuting the nun.
Yes, makes sense.
Let's bear the true face of this, which is that you have absolutely no ability to control what your government does. They're going to do whatever they want to do, and you can bitch and complain about it all you want. You can sign all the petitions you want. You can go to change.org all you want, and none of us. You can vote all you want. You can choose whatever representatives, whatever senators, whatever presidents you want. None of it's ever going to change, and none of them care what you have to say because they're your rulers. You're their peasants, and you will do what they say, and if you don't, they will unleash their attack dogs on you. Our nuns wasting their life, 603-283-6160. Give us a call. Let us know. I kind of think they are. A waste of a life. It's Free Talk Live.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, Get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk
Live. It's Free Talk Live, your Wednesday edition of Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Angie,
and Bonnie.
And we've been talking a lot about ForkFest tonight. And I want to bring that back just for a moment because I remember last year at ForkFest, you told me the next day about an event where someone came up to you saying, "Hey, Aria," because it was dark and
yeah,
they mistaken
they did.
Us. And I'm sure it wasn't too flattering for you, but
no, I didn't care.
Super flattering.
No, it was flattering for me. Let me tell you why. Because I work out a lot, and you have very good shape and form in your arms and in your chest. And so I was like, "Huh?" I said, "No, not Aria, Angie." And they're like, "Oh, I'm really sorry."
I used to work out a lot, but lately I don't. I haven't worked out in probably 10 years.
I'm going to start a boot camp once a week, and I'm going to be leading it. So it's free if you want to come. Yeah, it's 25 minutes. It's a boot camp. You should come.
Where, at your house?
No, it's going to be at the shop where we had the market days.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, I went.
But you stay in really good shape. I mean, you have a farm.
Yeah.
And apparently you like doing push-ups.
I do. I like doing push-ups a lot, yeah.
As a general idea, I mean, how efficient are you at doing push-ups?
I can knock 25 out much faster than any of the men at the house. Where I'm like, "Let's do 25 push-ups," and I'm like, "Okay, we'll drop and do them." And I get up, I'm like, "Done." I on average, when I do a chest at the gym in 25 minutes, we do anywhere from 200 to 400 push-ups in 25 minutes, and that's on top of any other exercises. So you'll like do an exercise, drop and do 25 or 50. Do an exercise, drop and do 25 or 50.
That's pretty intense.
Yeah.
When I was in high school, we had an English teacher who said that if you could beat him in one-handed push-ups, then you didn't, it was U.S. history teacher, then you didn't have to do any of the homework for the entire year.
One-handed push-ups are really hard.
I took him up on this challenge, and I won, and he backpedaled and was like, "No, you still have to do your homework."
Aw, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I would sue.
Well, I don't know if you can sue a teacher, but It was frustrating.
Nice.
At least. But that was 17 then, so yeah. I was in much better shape and capable of doing it. But you're in shape now.
Yeah, I do personal training with a trainer 5 days a week.
Wow, really?
For 2 sessions are 50 minutes, and one is the other 3 are 25.
That's intense.
Yeah.
Congratulations on that. Doing
Thanks.
Something you like.
Well, it's my therapy. You know, I do it because if I don't, I go crazy. It's where okay. I release, you know, how people do certain things to,
sure.
That's what I do.
I've been looking for a new one because I started vaping and then I wanted to stop vaping. So, I mean, I did cold turkey stop. And
Good job. I noticed you didn't have it.
Oh, yeah. It's not like I'm like, I can't and I need to go do it. But I want something because I just, it was something else to, you know, have like that. Because I don't think that, you know, abstinence is the answer like we were talking about earlier. I'm a fun nun.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what, I mean, not just abstinence with sex. That's not what I was talking about, but you know what I mean. I want something
from like alcohol
yes.
or drugs or something like
yeah.
that.
And alcohol
is
not really my thing.
These guitars are hanging up here. I mean, those are my outlets in the same mm-hmm. way that Angie's is working out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. I've been thinking recently that I want to learn how to play piano because somebody told me that's the best way to learn music. And I've never had any type of music class, but I really like to sing. So
I have a keyboard if you want to borrow it.
Maybe I will do that.
Yeah, it sits in my living room. Nobody plays it.
But will that be the same as, like, vaping?
I don't know. It could take up your time because I've always heard that people who smoke or people who vape or do something like that, that they do it out of boredom. I don't know. You're a smoker. Is that why you thought you picked it up when you first started?
I picked it up out of peer pressure.
Okay.
And, I mean, sure, if I'm bored and just sitting there doing nothing, I will likely just step outside and have a cigarette. But my cigarettes, especially over the last 9 months, have been far more structured and specific than that. Like, it's not that I go outside and smoke once an hour or anything like that. I go outside and smoke when I have a chance. But it works out to be about once an hour. I'm never just sitting around bored going, oh, well, I guess I'll go have a cigarette.
I'll go light up. Now, my mother-in-law would always, she'll light them and put them in her ashtray.
The one time that's not true is driving. Not chain smoking while I'm driving is a continual struggle because I'm not doing anything else. I'm bored out of my mind. I'm used to being far, far more productive than I am when I'm sitting behind the wheel of my car.
Oh, I bet.
And it just drives me crazy that I can't. I'm not stupid or reckless, so I'm not going to be using my cell phone or anything, but it drives me crazy that I can't be more productive while I'm driving.
I can imagine that you could hire a driver and then you could still be productive and it would still be cost effective for you.
Maybe. I don't know.
But then you have to have someone come over every time you want to leave your house.
You can just give them a schedule. I need you to be here. These are the times I need you to be around.
I don't operate on a schedule, though. Like,
neither.
At some point yesterday, I decided I was hungry, so I put in an order and I just went and got it. It's not that scheduled. I know I'm going to be hungry at some point
yeah.
over the next 5 hours, but when exactly is that going to synchronize well with
having your driver?
Yeah, and having a break in which I can just eat.
Yeah.
The thing about a piano replacing a vape, though, is just, like, for me, it's not boredom. It's just that it enhances things. Like, me and Ian have been listening to an audiobook, and while I'm sitting there listening to the audiobook, maybe this is partially boredom, but also my brain thinks, oh, I can do that thing that will enhance this right now. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm not doing that. And obviously, I can't play a piano in the middle of listening to an audiobook. You know?
Yeah, you can put your headphones on. You'd be like, what are you doing? Nothing.
No, but it's just, like, I want that thing that enhances every situation, but it to not, you know, be bad for me. I don't know.
I find that music in general enhances every situation for whatever that's worth. I saw a mural once on the internet that said, art is how we decorate space, music is how we decorate time.
Wow.
And that's
that's pretty good.
With me because, I mean,
so cute.
That's a really good way of putting it.
Mm-hmm. I've never heard that.
I've only seen it the once, but back to the subject of push-ups. You have something here about someone who did something. It's just absolutely remarkable.
I did, yeah. There was a Wisconsin father sets new push-up world record to raise money for a family of fallen first responders. A Wisconsin father of three accomplished one of the greatest goals, completing 1,500,231 push-ups to set a new world record for most push-ups done in a year. Now, if you calculate that out, because I did when I read it, was 4,110 push-ups a day in a year. That's how many he had to do per day. Now, he probably done more or less on certain days, but on average. That's how many. That's a lot of push-ups.
Like I can see 4,000 in a year. That's like a little over 10 a day.
No, I did a shred a couple years ago, and one of the other instructors, we were like, okay, we're going to do 500 push-ups a day. And that was hard. 500, and because your arms get tired, and after a bit, you're like, this sucks really bad. But we did it for 30 days.
Oh, my God. I could never.
You said 500?
It was 500 push-ups a day. And we did personal training a couple days a week. But so our trainer was like, push-ups. And we're like, are you seriously? Yep, push-ups. Every single time we turned around.
I mean, I guess it's good for you, right?
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I held a, in that same shred, we did a plank challenge, and it was a 52-minute plank I held.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
And the only reason we went down is because the girl, I was the only one, there was a girl there, and she was a gym member, and she was, like, struggling, and her hands were numb, and I said, okay, we're going to go down at the same time so you don't, so we can do it together. And she was like, really? I said, yes. And
what
so we
a
went.
Plank?
A plank is where you just hold your body up, and your feet are straight, and everything's off the floor. It's like holding a push-up top.
Okay.
Like a high push-up. And you, but you could go on your elbows and you could do one-handed and stuff, but we were there for 52 minutes.
Jesus.
Yeah, same shred we did, wall sit challenge. I didn't win it, but I held a wall sit for 36 minutes and I had to stop because I had to go over to the gym to teach a spin class. That was a hard spin class to teach. I was like, my legs were shaking.
Oh my God. Have your parents ever punished you by making you sit on the wall?
Might have.
Sit
yeah, really?
Sit on the wall?
That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's
my dad's in the military.
Sit on the wall?
Yep.
What does that mean?
Where oh my gosh,
you put your
so
back
lucky,
against
you
it
know.
In like a chair stance, and you push yourself up and you hold yourself in a chair position.
Yeah.
That's a wall sit.
That sounds awful.
It's yeah, like, for punishment, of course.
It's like holding up a book. It doesn't look bad, but then it quickly starts getting really, really bad.
You're basically doing a permanent squat.
That's exactly what you're doing, but you're holding your back against the wall. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a horrific punishment to put a child through.
How old were you?
That just sounds like therapy or something. I don't know. I love my dad. I don't care that he punished me when
I
was
that's
bad.
Okay. But I mean, really, it's not a bad punishment in my opinion, because it's going to teach them one strength, and they're going to have to learn that if they do something wrong, they're going to have to sit in this uncomfortable position for however amount of time.
Yeah.
I mean, and you couldn't have made you stay there very long because it's impossible for a child to hold it for a length of time.
I don't know. I probably was like anywhere from like 5 to 8.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's probably like 15, 20, 30 seconds at most, when you first started.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
that's reasonable.
Yeah, I know grown people who sit next to me doing wall sits and training, and, like, they shake after, like, 30 seconds.
I'm sure I would.
And I'm like, you okay? You okay?
That's insane. I can't imagine doing 4,000 push-ups a day.
Me neither. That's crazy. I sent it to the trainer, and I was like, he did this many push-ups. She said insanity. Just insanity.
That is insane. It's good to stay in shape, though, and it's good to have a positive outlet for our frustrations and for our pent-up anxiety and whatever emotions we want to have released. It's good to have a creative and positive way to do that. Thanks for listening. Check us out at freetalklive.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing,
come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.